relax for a second. Before you is a heavy oak door with an ornate iron lock and a lever handle. Now, think about your next action carefully. If you work the handle, if you pull the weight of the door, if you step past the threshold, you will enter a weird and unique space filled with odd mythologies and fey tales from outside of belief. These are the Grim Worlds. My name is Derek Olson, and I'll be your guide, but I won't be your guardian. Careful where you step, and don't lose sight of the door. The darkness goes deeper than you know. Hi, I'm Derek. Different than many productions, I'm not here to answer questions. I'm not even here to ask the questions. I'm here to make you ask the questions. Bear with me. I'm trying to make a snack out of a meal here. When I was around 8 or 9 years old, I was given a dragon's hoard of riches. I'd guess around 200 comic books. Some were newer superhero books from Marvel, but most were older, Golden Age comics. A lot of Superman and Archie and Jughead. But also in that mix were many horror comics, science fiction comics, romance, and reimaginings of classical literature. I read them all 1,000 times. These comics, the new and the old, were all orphans. Lone comics lifted from the middle of a story arc. A single issue or two and nothing more. Pick any television series you enjoy. Breaking Bad is always popular. Now imagine only ever getting to watch the second season. It's good, it's entertaining, and you can watch it as many times as you'd like, but that's all you get. Try to imagine all the things you'd try to resolve for yourself. I accepted these stories wholesale. And got comfortable not knowing any context, origin, or resolution. I was forced to either resolve these questions on my own, or just live with the mystery. And that experience informed a big part of my imagination. Grim Worlds grew from this experience. As long as I remember, I've been assaulted by imagination in surprise attacks. I'll be walking, or driving, or anything, and I'll see or hear something that sets off a narrative reaction inside my skull. It can be anything, a lone shoe lying along the side of a highway, a billboard advertisement, the smell of charcoal briquettes burning, and I will have a powerful, vivid flash of imagination. It's so vivid that I'm almost completely enveloped in it. Before I was old enough to understand the social contract of public behavior, I would lose myself in the scene, including, embarrassingly, sometimes physically acting them out. I was a very odd child. As an adult, if I'm not careful, I will still mouth the characters' words and replicate their faces. It's gotten me some weird looks in public and some pretty good eye rolls for my wife, but I'm helpless to the power of them. I've never been sure what to do with these impossibly incomplete stories. I've written many down, and I've tried to turn some into full-fledged fiction, but the thread loses itself either through my lack of craft or the thing's resistance to being more than it already is. I've decided to collect these vignettes together, to record them out loud in the way they seem to insist upon, and to release them out into this digital space I'm calling the Grim Worlds. This whole adventure will be driven by intuition and luck. Along the way, I will invite others to offer their own snippets. I intend to publish once a fortnight for the first season of 12, and things may change after that. If you're interested in opening this door and joining me in this fictional Feywild, please take a second to subscribe and like and fill out a review, dance around naked, share it around as much as you can. Help spread the weirdness. For both reason and passion, I am Derek, and I want to thank you for listening. Be well.